The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Adam, how are you?
Hi, David. Good to be here.
Adam Davidson joined The New Yorker just a few months ago, and we've been working him like crazy. He's written about economics and business, not to mention Donald Trump's conflicts of interest.
So, Adam, this has been just your average week. We had the inauguration and a very kind of soulful, subtle inaugural speech followed by
yes, a continuity.
Yeah. An incredibly crazy series of events. And it promises, I don't know, untold tumult in days and weeks and maybe years to come. How do you get through it?
I mean, as a reporter, I can't think of any time. You covered the fall of the Soviet Union. I would guess that came close to this kind of work.
But can I be honest?
Yeah.
That wasn't my country. Yeah. I was the visitor. I was from the outside looking in, even though I was living there. This is different.
This is different. You know, and I, like many people here at The New Yorker, are working on some bigger substantive stories that take a big view of who this man, President Trump, is. And what it means is all day, every day, we are in reaction mode. And I'm talking about Trump, I'm thinking about Trump, I'm reading about Trump, I'm writing about Trump, and it is overwhelming.
So, but what's necessary here, if you're going to live a life, is to get relief from it. And so your three ways of doing so are?
Number one is the Funny or Die TV series, now on Hulu, Billy on the Street.
Yeah.
Have you seen Billy on the Street?
Pretty damn good.
So Billy Eichner is a stand-up comedian who years ago, before anyone outside of a very small world had heard of him, used to do on his own very lo-fi video interviews on the street. He'd do a stand-up bit in a New York theater and play these videos. And eventually they became a TV show produced by Funny or Die. And now he has his own show. A different show that I also like called Difficult People on Hulu. But Billy on the Street, to me, it is the perfect escape from the news today because Billy Eichner runs around the streets of New York with a camera crew screaming at strangers on the street, just yelling questions at them, demanding that they participate in these.
Sounds like my morning commute.
It sounds like your morning commute, exactly. It's how you run this magazine, running around screaming at us.
Miss, for a dollar. For a dollar, you can win a dollar. True or false? If you put a black wig on Jane Lynch, she'd look more like Chris Noth than you'd think. True or false? True or false? True or false?
No, true.
Yes, you win here. Go buy yourself a piece of fruit.
I'll do more for the book. No, I'm going to wait and see what I really want.
Oh.
I'm just not going to, you know, spend it on...
A piece of fruit!
I mean, you know.
A piece of f***ing fruit!
Well, what does that mean?
What do you mean? I mean, I'm talking about a piece of f***ing fruit.
A piece of f***ing fruit?
I actually like it a bit less as he got more famous and he brings on celebrities. Those are fun, too, but the idea of just a weird, crazy Jewish guy running around New York screaming at people on the street in a very funny way was very fun.
But in fairness, it sounds like a third of the population in my neighborhood. But nevertheless, what's your number two?
My number two is a CIA spy novel series by the former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson, who I didn't know well, but I knew a little bit in Baghdad. We both were reporters there. And I've never been one for these spy novels, but this one has been great for the last few weeks. It's really seen me through. It's what I read at night as I'm trying to just close out the day. I don't want the frantic Billy Eichner. I just want something to read.
Sounds like heaven.
And it's, I mean, granted, like all spy novels, the plots are absurd, but it is written by a reporter who actually, I think the books have done well enough that he, the first one was written about places he had traveled to as a New York Times reporter. But now my sense is, I don't know for sure, is he makes enough money that he actually goes to the places. So if there's a description of Cape Town, South Africa, it has that kind of reportorial richness that that comes from someone having actually been on the street. And so it's what I've learned about my escapist literature cravings is that I'm fine with a ridiculous plot where there's some superhero who doesn't die even though he should have died 500 times before and who solves the world every other week, as long as the base narrative is really factually accurate. And there's 10 of them. The 10th comes out next week. I'm halfway through the 9th. I'm just hoping to time it so that there's not a night where I don't have Alex Berenson to read. But I don't know what they're called because they all have the same, all those spy novels, you know, A Mystery at Night, Flying Through the Eagles, whatever.
Knife of Dawn.
Knife of Dawn. Alex Berenson, John Wells is the hero. You can look it up. The third one is actually, for me, is a true piece of literature, and it's Bruce Springsteen's autobiography, Born to Run. I mean, I'm a lifelong, profound Bruce Springsteen fan, but it is more than just, you know, the self-indulgent memoirs of a pop star. There's something...
Did you read it or listen to it?
I listened to it.
How was that?
It was amazing.
And it's
him.
It.
It's him reading it, and it's read beautifully. And for me, anyway, there's something about a man nearing 70 who is both raw and honest, but also incredibly forgiving for himself and his father and other people in his life when he was a young, angry, furious man. It helps me imagine one day being close to 70, looking back at this time and hopefully having some perspective, some generosity, as well as some stark truth to it.
The New Yorker's Adam Davidson.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.